I'm Lynn Neary, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away. Just ahead, our conversation about the film The Exiles. It traces the lives of young Native Americans who left the Southwest reservations for life in Los Angeles. But first, it's time for our international briefing. It's been more than a week since a conflict erupted in the region of South Ossetia between Russian and Georgian military forces. An untold number of soldiers and civilians have been killed and thousands of citizens displaced. Although the violence has decreased, Russian military forces have been slow in withdrawing from the region despite condemnation from the European Union and the United States. We wanted to know how this situation was affecting ordinary people. So last week we called a student from Georgia to gauge the impact. Today, we bring you the perspective of Russian student Olga Ivanova. She is a graduate student studying multimedia management at Duquesne University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This summer, she is in Washington for an internship at the Washington Post. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, Olga, in an editorial in the Washington Post that was titled "A Free Press, Not This Time," you were very critical of the way the U.S. media has covered this conflict. Why?
Actually, it wasn't even my idea to write this story. One of the editors of the Washington Post, he asked me, what do you think about the way how American newspapers cover the conflict? And I told him everything that I thought. And he said, this is great. You just have to write the story for the Washington Post because this is live opinion of the ordinary person from Russia, and we want to get this opinion in
All
our
right.
newspaper.
Well, in your editorial, you say the conflict has been oversimplified in the media, that it's been reduced to big, evil Russia trying to destroy small, democratic Georgia. Why do you characterize it that way? How would you characterize it?
I characterize it that way because this is what I got from American newspapers, because every single article was about big, evil Russia invaded small Georgia.
What perspective is missing in the media coverage that you would like to see there?
That the conflict is more complicated and it continues for many years, and it's not like Russia or Georgia suddenly invaded southern Ossetia for no reason, or, for example, that Russians sent military back to Georgia for no reason again. I think that people, they usually read only headlines in newspapers, and this is what they got from the headlines.
Now, you say that the Western media has failed to report adequately on the Georgian invasion of South Ossetia. And, of course, Georgians see that differently. And last week we spoke with a Georgian student, David Mamulashvili, about what Georgians think of South Ossetia. So let's listen to what he had to say.
The belief in the heart and soul of every single Georgian person is that it's an integral part of Georgia, as integral as Tbilisi or any other part of the country.
What is your sense of how Russians would perceive South Ossetia differently from the way Georgians do?
My family has a lot of relatives in Ossetia, and I know for sure that nobody asked Ossetians' opinion about the conflict. I mean, I didn't see it in any newspaper. What Ossetian people thought about this conflict and who invaded, and I can tell that I think Ossetians, they are very friendly people and they never wanted this war to be started. I mean, this is a huge tragedy for them, especially because they didn't want to be involved in any conflicts like that, because this is only about between Georgia and Russia.
Well, in your editorial, you wrote that Russian aggression actually made some sense because you say Russia defended its citizens in Ossetia. Now, that's one of the issues here, just who is a citizen, whether the citizens are Russian or are they Georgian. And again, depending on whether you're Russian or Georgian, I think you'd see this very differently. Let's hear what David had to say about this issue of citizenship when we spoke to him last week.
The Russians claim that all their military actions on the territory of Georgia, including the territory of South Ossetia, is solely for the purpose of defending the Russian citizens, meaning those Ossetians that they provided the passports for.
So clearly, it seems to me he's implying that Ossetians are not really Russian citizens. What would the perception be of Russian citizens? How would Russians view that issue?
I think, as far as I know, in 1992, all Ossetians, they had the right to choose which citizens they want to become, what country. And I know that 90% of people who live in southern Ossetia, they chose to be Russian citizens.
Even if there was some justification in the beginning for Russia moving in to protect its citizens, What about the continued aggression there? I mean, is there really a justification for not pulling out at this point?
I actually don't know how to answer this question because I would really like to speak to our Russian government and to ask them the same question.
Well, to get back to the media coverage, which is what your editorial really was addressing in your own sense that the coverage here in this country and the Western media has been unfair. One thing that I found interesting was that you said you can understand how the Russian media might present events in a light that favors Moscow, but that the American media are not supposed to do this. You're sort of implying, it seems to me by that the American media are engaging in propaganda. Is that what you meant to say?
I was under this impression, yes. Because I think that since American journalism is known for being independent, and this is the newspapers that you can really trust, and this is the unique source of information where you can get independent information. And in this situation, I think that most journalists, they easily took the side of Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili, and they didn't even give a chance to any Russian person to speak and to tell why Russians did that.
Has this really forever changed your opinion of the American media, do you think?
I was really surprised when the Washington Post asked me to write this story because I actually think this is why in America journalism is better than in any other country. But of course, I cannot tell that right now that I feel okay about American newspapers. And since now, I think every time when I will read another opinion in any American newspaper, I will ask myself, is it true? Maybe I should look for another source of information. Maybe I should go to that country that the story is about.
And what reaction did you get from this editorial? I understand you got a lot of reaction.
Yes, it was absolutely amazing. I mean, first of all, I think we have more than 500 responses on the WashingtonPost.com website for my article. And I had 50 personal emails, mostly from American citizens.
And were they sympathetic to your point of view? Or
surprisingly, yes, because actually I expected to get more negative responses, but 90% of them are positive.
Okay. Olga Ivanova is a graduate student at Duquesne University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and an intern at The Washington Post. And she joined us here in our Washington, D.C. studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
To find a link to Olga's commentary and to listen to the full conversation with the Georgian student, please go to our website at npr.org and click on Tell Me More.